It's the Naked Scientists. Let's hack on with the questions. Dave, I think this is probably one which is ideal for your department.
Hello, Naked Scientists. This is Pia from Australia, and I'd like to ask a question. All other things being equal, is it more efficient to keep the kitchen freezer packed to its limits, or does it take less energy to keep it going if it's empty?
I don't know if I can speak for the others here, but my freezer is pretty chaotic. You open the door and most of the stuff falls out anyway. I mean, Diana, you equivalently chaotic?
I don't know. I'm a starving student, so quite often it's empty. But it's something I've thought about, and I think it must have something to do with how often you open and close the door.
Yeah, there's a couple of things which might affect the efficiency of your freezer, depending on how much it's got in there. I guess, first, if you put something warm in there, then you're going to take a load of energy to pump the heat out of it. But assuming you've already got the stuff cold, which is best. If you're an upright freezer, when you open the door, all the cold air is denser than the warm air, so all the cold air falls out. And you're essentially putting in heat by all the warm air, which is taking its place, and you shut the door, and it's got to re-pump that heat out again.
So the more stuff that's in there, the less room there is for warm air to go in and push cold air out. So the better, then?
That is correct, up to a point. If you essentially got your freezer and then jam every corner absolutely full of stuff, you can then get other problems, because the way the freezer knows how warm it is you've got a thermostat in there. And if the thermostat, if the cold, essentially the cold air, can't get from the cooling elements to the thermostat, then it's going to keep making them colder and colder and colder. And the bigger the temperature difference the freezer's got to work from, between the room and the temperature inside the freezer, the harder work it is, and so the more energy it uses. So if the cooling elements are actually at minus 30 rather than minus 20, that's going to be costing you electricity. So fairly full, but not so full that air can't circulate at all.
So I guess it is a good idea to defrost your freezer occasionally, so you don't get that build-up of huge chunks of ice if you haven't got a frost-free freezer.
Yeah, especially is even worse than filling your freezer right up, because it insulates the cooling part of your freezer, so the cooling part's going to get even colder, which then causes even more ice. It's a horrible vicious circle, and you end up running your freezer continuously and not actually ending up with a very cold freezer.
Sounds very much like the freezer I have at home.